Welcome back to the Regional Radio Dream Team Selection Show. Andy Humphrey on J98. We just announced the Player and Coach of the Year in softball, the Player of the Year, Carly Sanders of Hillsborough, and the Coach of the Year, Brian Wallen of the Central Rebels. He joins us on the air now. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on winning this honor. This was a special season for Central. This is the first time that they've played in the spring, and you go all the way to the state title game. What was that run like?
It was a lot of fun, a lot of hard work. 20 years of our program, it's been awesome to see how softball has changed so much and really developed in our area. And to make a run like that was very special for all of our kids.
Being able to see some of your players get some of these Dream Team honors. You had Kimmy Wallen join the Dream Team and also Carissa Belfield. How important were they during that run?
They've been important for us, for all the years that they've been in our lineup. Both of them have hit 1 and 2 pretty much their entire careers, and they're table setters. I mean, they get on. It gives the rest of the team confidence, and, when you can get that lead early in the game and also just having them set the table, it's a big thing for our entire team.
What do you think was the thing that really worked in this run that you had? You went 22-4 on the season, went all the way to the state championship game after winning district. But was there one thing that you were doing well, or was it a multitude of things?
It was a lot of things. I think one of the big things was our schedule that we set up. We played a lot of teams out of state and put together the toughest schedule that we possibly could. So when we played our postseason games, it would just kind of be another game because we'd be used to playing those types of teams. So, and then we were just solid up and down the order. It seemed like every game throughout the year, sometimes our top would be going, and then the bottom would be struggling, and the next game we'd have the bottom just come through and just have some big hits. So it was really a team effort, and just really proud of this team. The biggest thing was that there was no drama at all with the girls. It was really a family, and that's what we talked about all season long, that we were just a family.
It takes, I'm sure, many more than just two players other than your dream teamers to get to a point like that. Who were some of the other players that really stepped up this year on your tournament run?
I would say it was pretty much all of our starters. You look up and down the order, we had quite a few freshmen come in and play really well. Sophia Horton, Jessica Holsey, Chloe Coppage, Aubrey played outfield for us. And then we had Caitlin Holmes and Kurt Furry. And then you got Millie McDowell was our designated player who hit for us. And throughout the whole year, they did a great job. Maddie Mannion played some solid defense down the line. And it's just a testament to a team effort. I mean, a lot of times you look and sometimes you'll see these teams make a state run, and it's just all their pitching or all their hitting. And it was just total team effort up and down the lineup of us executing and playing the way we need to play.
Now, after looking back on this season, I have to ask you, getting named Coach of the Year, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot, and I truly appreciate it. It means a lot when you're hearing it from your peers that you coach with and coach against that would give you that honor. But, it comes back to the kids. I've been doing this for 23 years, and the last 4 or 5 years, I know we haven't changed anything with the way we're coaching or doing things. It comes down to having athletes, and I think all your coaches would say that. But I appreciate our assistant coaches, Taylor Friend and Allie Welch, former players stepping back into our program to help out. And then also all of our players from the past that put in that blood, sweat, and tears to start our program up. And I was fortunate enough to be around when we started the program. And like I said, it come a long way. And appreciate my wife, doing this for 23 years the time away from her and from the family, it takes someone special to do that, and I appreciate her.
Coach, we really do appreciate you coming on and joining us this evening. And once again, congratulations on the season and also being named Coach of the Year.
I appreciate you guys covering and all you do for the kids.
All right, that is Brian Wallen, the head coach of the Central Rebels, your 2018 Softball Dream Team Coach of the Year.